Some background on old Melrose Town I'd like to tell you about. For many years now, we've been suffering from a deep and dusty drought. In the 80s, Lake Swan was one big lake with an island in the middle. We'd canoe out there without a care. We'd fish, we'd play the fiddle. In the 90s, our lake had split in two with the small canal to Lincoln. Today, that canal is bone dry. The lakes just keep shrinking. Docks ringing the shore are 15 feet high and dry. And look like gazebos on stilts trying to touch the sky. Around here there's a branch of government in charge of all our water. They teach us all how to conserve and do the things we oughter. The Water Management District's website has words of wisdom like, Florida's available water supply will soon be surpassed by the population. Pretty heavy stuff, so on account of that, we water our lawns on certain days, use low-flow shower heads. Heck, lots of us got rid of our lawns, use native plants instead. We got rain barrels, high-efficiency Johns, dual-action flushing, and the list goes on and on. If you download their list and follow with all your heart, you'll save 95,000 gallons a year. We should all do our part. Let's all conserve. Do what we oughter. Let's all preserve our precious water. Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground. That's your part. You just jump right in as it comes around again on the guitar. Here it comes. Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground. Not bad. You guys can sing. Well, I'll tell you about Eugene Kulloff, a Canadian oral surgeon. Had deep pockets of fancy for fishes, mostly a Siberian sturgeon. He thought he'd raise a few as pets, only trouble is, the law thought 1,600 fish was much more like a biz. Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound, aquifer safe and sound underground. You know, in Canada, it's perfectly legal to raise local lake sturgeon. So what is this obsession with Siberian sturgeon? Are they that much cuter and cuddlier than lake sturgeon? What motivated Mr. Kulloff to illegally import 120,000 fertilized eggs anyway? Well, it turns out it's all about the eggs. Roe. Caviar. A little research reveals that a tin of Florida farm-raised Siberian caviar sells for $3,000. A case of the stuff that you could throw in the backseat of your car sells for around 40 grand. Well, then it all got crystal clear. Caviar turns our precious Florida aquifer into black gold to tickle the sophisticated taste buds of the lucky few. Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your yacht is more like it. At the expense of the water we locals row our boats in. Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground. Well, they took his fish, they slapped his wrist, they fined him $5,000. Well, $5,000, you can't even buy two tins of caviar with that. But he'd show them he'd move his biz to a lenient southern land. Land of the free, free water that is. Land of flowers, wilted flowers. Land of culture, aquaculture. Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground. Speaking of ground. He bought a plot of ground in Melrose Town, a stone's throw from Lake Swan. Commenced to filing for permits, though, to get their business going. They looked up Claire Muirhead, had a little talk with her about how they wanted to pump 250,000 gallons from the Florida aquifer. 250,000. Enough for 2,400 citizens. Every day. For 20 years. That's enough to fill up 3 Lake Swans. Water management?
Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound, aquifer safe and sound in the ground.
Then they called a meeting so we could have our say. The fish farm guy from Canada could explain our cares away. Well, it didn't exactly go like that, and it didn't go too well. When asked about the benefits, well, there wasn't much to tell. A handful of metal buildings, 10 jobs at the max. Building crews would mostly come from Gainesville or from Jack's. He claimed their catchment pond was like a big old septic tank. Wouldn't hurt our lakes a bit, nor the well water we drank. He said he'd hired a company to do all of that science. They dotted their I's, they crossed their T's, and they were in compliance. Friends they were, 'cause as fate would have it, they used the same computer model as the water management district. What a quinky dink. Trouble is, we didn't actually get a second opinion, it seems. We got the same opinion twice.
Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground.
You don't have to be a genius. No, you don't have to be astute to hear conflicting messages. No, they don't compute. If you have to watch how you brush and flush, because our water problem is urgent, should we sacrifice millions of gallons to raise some crazy sturgeons?
Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground.
If this all sounds a little fishy to you and verging on obscene, well, do us all a favor and contact Kirby Green. Final deal's in Kirby's hands. He says yay or nay. If you have yourself an opinion, give Mr. Green a call today. Since Mr. Green works for the state, you know he's working for us. Let's remind Mr. Green of that one more rousing chorus.
Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground.
One more time.
Keep our Florida aquifer safe and sound. Aquifer safe and sound underground.